The second year of the Trump administration begins this month. While many of the president's supporters applauded the tax reform plan, the first year also brought plenty of controversy. But support among his base remains strong. With me is Columbus resident Jack Etheridge. I first talked to him last year, just before he attended the inauguration. Thanks for coming back on the program.
Oh, I'm glad to be here. Thank you.
Now, Trump has said a lot of controversial things over the past year, and you said in our interview last year that, quote, the controversial words from Trump adds to the intrigue, excitement, and unpredictability. Do you still feel that way?
Oh, I think so. And certainly the unpredictability part, I mean, a lot has happened this year that I'm not certain anyone would have predicted in terms of the way things played out and not only what he's done, but what's happened around the world, obviously the North Korea situation, lots of things like that that we would not have been able to say for certain what was going to happen.
What do you like about things being unpredictable?
Well, I'm probably like most people. I probably would prefer predictability in life, but the reality is that that's not the world we have. And so as I think about it, I remained enthusiastic about what I see as the president's core accomplishments, in spite of some of the unpredictable events that have happened, and including the fact that he's continued to have opposition, obviously, in some quarters.
What specifically do you like, then, that he has done?
I would say three things in particular. One, I think you mentioned it, is the efforts that he's made with Congress to continue to revitalize the American economy. I'd call it the unleashing of the American economy. And obviously, Exhibit A is the recently passed tax cut. I'm just delighted to see that my neighbors and fellow citizens are going to be able to keep more of their hard-earned money and earnings, the fruit of their labors and innovation. So that's number one. And then I would add to that that I feel like he's nominated a set of outstanding jurists to the federal courts and the Supreme Court. These are people who I think are committed to applying the original public understanding of the law, as scholars call it. And I think that's what judges should do. And then finally, I feel like he and his administration have acted to curtail the overreach of regulations and of the federal administrative state, as it's called. And I think that's another overdue change of direction.
Trump's latest comments stirring uproar were about Haitians and Africans coming from what he reportedly called blank hole countries. Many Republicans have criticized him for that. Did those comments bother you?
I have to admit, I have not followed that closely. It's my understanding that exactly what the president said is reported differently by participants of the meeting that you're talking about. But let's just go with the assumption that what he said was reported accurately. And I would just say, of all the political figures, elected leaders, and so forth, who have apparently made this the major issue of the day, let he who has never uttered a harsh word or an epithet or said something that he regrets cast the first tweet.
Is there anything that President Trump has said that has bothered you?
I would say that the president doesn't talk like me. And I think he's more blunt than I at least try to be. I think that he could rise to the occasion linguistically more often than sometimes he does. At the same time, I think like most Americans, I'm most interested in what our government does and not quite as much in what any particular political leader says.
Now that President Trump has a year under his belt, what do you expect for the next 3 years?
A little more unpredictability. I think we're going to see a turbulent year this year because of the fall elections coming up. Unfortunately, it seems that Mr. Trump, for whatever set of reasons, never really enjoyed the so-called honeymoon period that is typically accorded to presidents of whatever party. And I think this, unfortunately, has led to a level of civil, I guess, divisiveness and strife that is really unusual and I think very unfortunate.
I've been talking to Republican and Trump supporter Jack Etheridge about the first year of the Trump administration. Thanks for your time.
Oh, thank you. Glad to be here.